In the rain-soaked mountains of Patagonia, a soldier codenamed Bones cradles his dying comrade, Abram. Breaking protocol, he reveals his true name, Bradshaw, as Abram bleeds out from a fatal gunshot wound. Their mission has gone catastrophically wrong because RIT Squad never appeared at the checkpoint. As Abram's life slips away, something fundamental shifts within Bradshaw. Vengeance takes root, a darkness that will define him for years to come. 2 years later, Nell Gallows boards a flight to California, anxious about her reassignment to Malum Squad after surviving a mission that killed her entire previous team, RIT Squad. On the plane, she finds herself seated between twin brothers, the friendly Aaron and his cold, scarred brother, Bradshaw. After awkwardly falling onto Bradshaw during turbulence, Nell is struck by his icy demeanor and striking appearance, pale blue eyes and facial scars that tell stories of violence. Their paths cross again at a nightclub, where their chemistry ignites into an intense one-night stand. Their encounter is passionate and primal, but the next morning brings a shocking revelation. Bradshaw is Bones, the infamous operative she'll be working with on her new squad. Nell arrives at the military base maintaining a carefully constructed emotional distance. Her new squad, Malum, receives her with open antagonism, and she recognizes Bradshaw as Bones, a notorious operative from her past. The squad dismissively assigns her the callsign Bunny, holding her survival against her while mourning the loss of her previous unit, RIT Squad. Tensions escalate when Bradshaw orchestrates an unauthorized disciplinary action with Jefferson and Pete, resulting in Nell's injury during night watch. Unknown to them, Nell carries profound trauma from her adolescence. At 15, she survived a violent home invasion that awakened her innate tactical abilities and combat instincts. Despite their systematic attempts to undermine her, Nell demonstrates exceptional prowess during training exercises, successfully outmaneuvering multiple squad members and earning their grudging acknowledgement. When Bradshaw issues a direct challenge, their resulting combat exercise reaches a stalemate, with neither willing to yield. Their dynamic reveals complex psychological undertones, mixing aggression and tension. Following an intense training confrontation, Bradshaw experiences an unsettling moment of self-revelation about his own capacity for darkness, a reflection of the psychological toll of their profession. As training advances, squad relationships deepen. Jefferson tells Nell that Patagonia transformed everyone, while Harrison reveals a part of Bones died with Abram that night, and a darkness was born in his heart. When Nell questions why psychologically damaged Bradshaw remains active, Aaron explains their grim reality. Only death, or earning your cards through years of service, offers escape. In a vulnerable moment, Bradshaw admits seeing Abram and Nell, confessing, "He was my peace," a feeling Nell shares about Jenkins. Washing in a cold stream, he briefly imagines a normal life with her before rebuilding his emotional defenses. Their relationship grows increasingly volatile. After witnessing an intimate moment between them, Aaron confronts his brother about his erratic behavior, reminding him of sacrifices made to keep him in service despite the general's objections. Bradshaw coldly responds that he's an unfixable animal. Disturbing revelations emerge. Nell discovers someone poisoned Bradshaw and possibly planted the bullet that killed Abram, while Bradshaw uncovers suspicious circumstances around Nell being her previous mission's sole survivor. During a mountain mission, communications fail and the squad separates. When someone impersonates Jefferson on the radio, Nell notices the voice difference, prompting Bradshaw's threats. Explosions erupt as their teammates seemingly appear. In the smoke, Nell efficiently eliminates enemy soldiers. Bradshaw finds wounded Jefferson and leaves Nell guarding a prisoner. Upon return, he finds both the prisoner and Ian dead, with Nell claiming Ian attacked her as the traitor. Bradshaw aims at Nell, who presses her forehead against his weapon while placing her gun under his jaw. Before either fires, an explosion throws them down. After checking their broken headsets, they search for squadmates. Speaking with Aaron changes Bradshaw's demeanor. Ordered to exterminate Nell for killing Ian, Bradshaw attempts to choke her but can't complete the act, tears streaming down his face. Despite evacuation orders, Nell refuses to abandon trapped Bradshaw. Taking shelter in a bunker, she asks him to promise that if necessary, he'll be the one to kill her, not Aaron or anyone else. In the bunker, Bradshaw reveals a devastating truth. Aaron's meeting with his weapons dealer triggered the attack that killed Nell's squad, and he recruited her as insurance after learning she survived. Nell counters by confessing she accidentally killed Abram while targeting Bradshaw. Though he nearly strangles her, he stops himself. Surprisingly, their mutual betrayals forge connection rather than hatred. Bradshaw admits he no longer wants to be Bones, the killer, but desires a normal life with Nell. Together, our broken pieces can do anything, he promises, as they share dreams of her bookstore and his wanted family. Their moment ends when soldiers attack. After fighting, they're captured and taken to a fortress where Nell finds a beaten Aaron and endures assault from a masked man while Bradshaw watches helplessly. The torture stops when Jenkins, Nell's former commander she thought dead, appears. He mocks her and reveals she was his personal little reaper who killed innocents. To protect Bradshaw and Aaron, Nell offers to stay with Jenkins, feigning desire for him. 3 years later, Nell lives with Jenkins in an unusual domesticity. He treats her gently, keeping her separate from his operations. She hasn't killed since that night. When Jenkins leaves for London, Bradshaw appears in her room, confessing his heart remained with her. He's been waiting for the right moment to rescue her. Their escape is interrupted by Jenkins' return. During their flight, Aaron steps into a minefield to delay pursuers. Near extraction, they're ambushed again. Jefferson and Pete fall, and Nell is shot. Jenkins appears and taunts Bradshaw about Aaron's death. After Bradshaw overpowers him, Nell asks to finish Jenkins herself. Despite everything, she feels sorrow beside him. He asks her to hum Davy Jones as he dies. "I love you, Jenkins," she says before shooting him. As they limp toward extraction, they hear a shout. Impossibly, it's Aaron, carried by one of Jenkins' men, one leg gone and the other barely attached. They reach the helicopter together, where medics take them aboard. 5 years later, Bradshaw, Nell, and Aaron live peacefully in a remote Scottish Highlands cottage, an unconventional family bonded through shared trauma. Despite his lost legs, Aaron finds purpose in gardening and protecting Bradshaw and Nell's 3-year-old son, Nathan, his military precision now serving their household. Their walls display photographs of fallen squad members, Abram's rare smiles, and Jenkins's determined expressions, reminders of sacrifices that enabled their peace. Nathan's laughter fills their home, occasionally accompanied by melancholic piano notes. In the end, Bradshaw reflects, "I fell in love with a writ soldier after all." Their story demonstrates how former enemies built something beautiful from ashes. Through their scars, they've proven damaged souls heal not by escaping darkness, but by finding someone who understands it and choosing daily to build something worth fighting for.